Do you ever hear chit?
Hmm.
What about something else they make from the guts?
With the meat?
With from the guts.
From the guts?
Uh-huh.
Is it,
Sausage, I don't know.
Do you ever hear chitlins or chitterlins?
They're the kids.
Yeah, chitlins.
Uh-huh. How do they make that?
Well, you take it and you cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Cook it till it get on.
Mm-hmm.
And chitlin.
What other parts of the inside?
You boil it. You boil it too.
Uh-huh. What other inside parts do they eat of a hog?
The liver.
Mm-hmm.
The heart.
Anything else?
Let me see. Oh, sorry. The liver and the guts, that's the only thing I know.
Uh-huh.
What's the inside of the hog, now?
What about after you kill the hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
The head? You can make hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. What about from the liver, by cooking and grinding up the liver, what can you make?
Make liver cheese.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anything called scrapple or pawn horse?
No.
What about something made out of the blood?
Out of what?
The blood.
The blood?
Mm-hmm.
The blood, let me see.
The Buddha?
Yeah.
Everything Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, you mix it with the blood and the meat.
You
take the blood and you mix it with the ground meat and
mm-hmm.
and put it in
and
cook it down and put it in the guts, like
mm-hmm.
guts.
And then put it in your pot and boil.
The Buddha. What about, say if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say that the butter was...
Butter was...
Right.
Was right.
Uh-huh. What about milk that gets thick? You call that... Thick milk.
Skim milk.
Thick.
It's like you let the milk sit inside of the clabber.
Do what?
After...
Oh, clabber.
Uh-huh. What do you make from that?
Well, you let it sit till it gets sour, and then it gets sour, and then you make the clabber.
Mm-hmm. What can you make from the clabber?
Well,
cream cheese.
Do you ever hear of making cheese from the clabber?
No.
What's the first thing you have to do after you milk?
After I milk.
Uh-huh. After you milk a cow, the first thing you do is you...
I take the milking glass and put it in and strain it.
Uh-huh. And this is something that's kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe you'd make it out of apples. It's got several layers of apples and dough in it. You call that a...
apple pie.
Did you ever hear of a deep apple pie or apple cobbler or apple grunt?
No.
Never heard of those?
No. You see, cooking proposition, I don't know nothing about it. I don't know. I don't really do any cooking because I don't know nothing about the cooking.
Uh-huh.
And
what about if you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make something sweet that you could pour over pie? You'd call that a...
apple